This is one poem only. I'm Maggie Devers. One poem, nothing more, nothing less.
This is One Poem After, where I'll be reading poems written after those featured on the podcast during National Poetry Month. Today's after poem is by Connie Helena. Hawk Feather. After Peyton Michelle Bryant. Poetess, you made me cry. You gave me grief with your words. It is not the tequila, I promise you, because I drink all the time now. You made me remember. The odds are against me, against faith. I will never love anyone in this life again. Most likely this is so. He surely died. Enough of the drama. Eye roll. The truth is I have been alone too long to give it up for second best. Much less third best. 300th best. I will only open my hand for the one who has the power to surprise me. No matter how I try to be cynical, jaded, I cannot help but wonder. Who will call forth the wind in the trees, make my body electric again, inhabit a body I have no choice to sleep peacefully beside, because I must. By Connie Helena. If you'd like more of her work, she's on Instagram at Journal of 1000 Days. And on Substack at The Green. Her book, Journal of 1000 Days, is available now. And now for the poem this was written after.
God, you can keep the boys who only write sad poetry and listen to the Smiths on repeat. God, my man is a warrior. Lord knows I've got enough words to feed the both of us when times get tough. My man writes poems with his hands. My man is not afraid to bloody his knuckles for me. My man is a lion, Lord. He is a stallion running down his own mission. Our paths meet in the middle where we play, but neither one pulls the other off course. He knows I belong to this wild world, doesn't try to rope me in or brand me with his name. He knows I am not something to be owned. Instead, he builds me a boat with the biggest sail you've ever seen and paints my name on the side of her. He builds me a set of wings that carries me farther than Icarus could ever go. He builds me a riding cabin and doesn't get offended when I'm taken by the desire to be alone for days in my cocoon of creation. His hands are shields, his palms big enough to hold the entirety of the Milky Way. And each one has memorized the blue, brown, green, red planet of my body. His fingertips brush the column of my throat and he calls the rain down. Gardens grow in the marrow of me and not once does he try to pluck them from the soil. My man has arms and legs like the trunks of the 600-year-old sycamore. I want to nest in the branches of him. I chart the map of his body like a world-eager traveler. Trace the veins like blue-green rivers along the shores of his forearms, like the salt ocean sweat gathered in his jugular notch. Climb him like a wolf in heat, and still, I am hungry for the meat of him. My man calls me brilliant, calls me dragonfire, calls me wolf witch, poetess, great moon of his heart. My man calls me, thank God. He calls me at last. God, my man is an inferno. I need him to be sturdy enough to withstand the heat. He is my burning crimson star. I reach for the 10 million degree Fahrenheit center of him without flinching. God, I know you've put us together before. Our lifetimes are an ancient song my cells still remember. I remember how we smelled of campfire smoke and sweat, our feet pounding a beat into the earth. I remember his face cast in firelight, the two of us skin on skin, a tangled pile of limbs blanketed by furs. I remember my nails tracing red lines down the planes of him, my hair held like a bird tender in his fist. I remember his mouth marking each rung of my spine, his calloused hands like rocky planets orbiting the moon of me. I remember I fell from my horse. He took an arrow to the heart, and new bodies and lives made up a river of time between us. I am a queen lost to his kingdom, Lord. Send the cavalry. The lines have been blurred between dragon, woman, and tower, and I can no longer remember which one I'm supposed to be. God, I want you to give him back. I want to lay him down in the feather bed of my heart once again. I want to take his hand, catch a ride to some faraway red planet where reincarnation is just a myth, where this life is the only one that matters. God, call him back to me with bone and blood, with fire and howl. Stitch soul to body once more. I will rearrange the cosmos myself if need be. And this time, when the stars align and we find each other again, I will not fall from my horse, no. This time, we'll ride side by side, all the way back home. By Peyton Michelle Bryant. If this poem stayed with you, seek out more of her work on Instagram at Mama La Loba. Her new poetry book, Wolf Witch of the Wild, is out now, and her debut poetry book, Feral Mother, Sovereign Woman, is also available. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Find One Poem Only on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, and stay a while. If you join my Substack or Patreon, you'll get a copy of my book and access to episodes from my audiobook.